92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
A lot could happen over the next 6 weeks, but it's not looking like they're going to make any more progress. So mark your calendar for August 1st, because that day, things could get a little difficult here in America. The UPS Teamsters Union has voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike that day because the negotiations for the new contract are still stalled. It would mean that 350,000 UPS logistics warehouse workers, drivers nationwide would stop working. Now, much like the entertainment industry's writer strike, what they're asking for is really nothing compared to the revenue the corporate suits are pulling in every year. And if a strike does come, it would be the largest against a single employer in America's history. UPS is the largest unionized employer in the private sector. And it's kind of crucial to our nation's economy. They estimate that 6% or 19 million domestic packages moved through their facilities every day in the first 3 months of this year. That's a lot of stuff. The primary issues here are driver comfort and the lack of air conditioning in the delivery trucks, which you've all seen. You can understand that. It can actually be a real safety issue for drivers who regularly work in temperatures of 100 degrees or more. There's also workplace safety issues in the warehouses and other things they want addressed. But there's a problem here because the Supreme Court recently passed a new law, which I told you about, and I expect that the upper management suits at UPS have little to no concern about this strike because they can now sue the union for striking and not lose any money if they have to hire temporary staff. Stalemate.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.